Raptors coach Dale Toekheim. A grinder here tonight, Dale, but you find a way to get it done. Your overall thoughts?
You know, I was real happy. Again, I thought it was a team effort, much like I thought it was against Storm Lake. I thought it was two of our best team efforts. You know, I think our best defensive game. We were much more aggressive getting where we need to be in our zone, and I was real happy with that. And offensively, I thought we were patient, and sometimes almost too patient, but we found that high post or we drove and dumped down, hit the shorter shots. We didn't shoot a lot of threes, you know, which we've really been working on and trying to drive the lanes, dump down, or get a nice short shot, and I thought we did that and worked together. So I was real happy with the team effort and rebounding loose balls, you know, aggressive on defense. We talked a lot about that after the Storm Lake game, about having to be more aggressive and handling those other teams that are aggressive, and I thought we did a good job with that.
You had five threes. Jackson had two of those, 11 points, and Colton Wenchel did not a lot of nice things, next in line with 10.
Yeah, you know, and Colton probably could have had 20. You know, he missed a bunch of short shots inside, and we were trying to get him those shots. I mean, that was our goal, and we got him. I don't think he was feeling the best. He even came out there once and said, you know, was holding his side, but just didn't get himself balanced a bunch of times. I thought if he would have got himself balanced and squared, he would have either made that shot or could have dumped it down to somebody who was wide open on the other side. But I thought Colton did a good job. Probably didn't do a very good job of getting Franck in his minutes and feeding him the ball after he hit those threes. But, you know, I thought Jake Toekheim actually distributed the ball fairly well again, and was patient. And he was kind of seeing where that driving lane was and seeing where that open guy was. And so I thought he had a good game. And then Tyler Wingert, again, just all around, Mr. Hustle, you know, our most aggressive player, and also did a nice job of hitting those shorter shots and driving.
Eight players in the scorebook tonight. Helps the Raptors to victory. And even after a slow first quarter offensively for both teams, you lead by one, up seven at halftime, get it to a double-digit lead in the second half, but the Falcons not going away, and some of that being you couldn't take care of the basketball, unfortunately, gave them some chances, but they didn't cash in either. Still a 7-point game midway third quarter. Colton gets a bucket there to make it 46-37, and you were never really threatened after that.
Yeah, I thought that was a big basket by Wenchel at the time, because they had all the momentum. We had kind of gone helter-skelter all of a sudden and weren't patient, weren't, you know, finding that open shot. And that was an out-of-bounds play, you know, that we run to try to get him that shot, to be honest with you. And we didn't get it right away. We got it into the corner, but then hit him at that elbow. And that's, we always say that's his shot, to be honest with you. So that was big, you know, out of a senior that we needed. Really, I thought, helped change the momentum.
Does it mean more coaching these guys? Do you feel like they want it maybe just a little bit more in this matchup?
You know, I don't know. You know, it's a rivalry. But we certainly, I thought tonight, wanted it more than what we've had in the past and been a little bit more aggressive. And I think that showed tonight, you know. But you got to give OABCIG, you know, credit, because they battled back after we were up double digits twice.
Yeah.
You know, and then handled our pressure, you know, because it kind of gotten to them. And then all of a sudden they handle it, get some layups, you know, get some good shots. But, you know, it's a rivalry game. But I definitely liked our attitude coming into tonight and the way that we worked together. I thought we were definitely wanting it more than what we have in the past.
And Tuesday, you will be hosting Siouxland Christian, a team that I believe has only lost two games this year.
Yeah, you know, they beat Woodbury Central 70-something to 30-something, and that scares me because I thought Woodbury
Central,
they're a
pretty solid team,
and Siouxland Christian and MVAO were going to be the top three in the conference. So when somebody gets beat like that, it definitely is an eyebrow raiser, you know. And so, you know, they're athletic. They're not real deep, you know, but we're just going to have to go in and do our best, you know, handle the pressure, be strong with the ball, play as a unit like we've been doing, and see how things go, you know. But can't be scared of them. Just got to respect them and be strong with the ball. And I think look to drive again and kick it back out and get some guys hot on the three-point and hopefully, you know, get some free throw shots and make them. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. We don't always make them, but we get some guys that can go. We just got to make sure we hit those free throws.
Well, we'll see you again a week from Monday when you make up the games at MVAL. But congrats on the win tonight, Coach Toekheim, and good luck on Tuesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. We appreciate the coverage.